The landscape of the Treasure Valley is changing as new development replaces farmland and other open spaces. That can make it tough for bees, butterflies, and other pollinators to find the flowering plants they need to survive. As part of our series, No More Birds and Bees, Pollinator Decline in Idaho, we're taking a look at the problem and how you can be part of the solution. Today, our producer Samantha Wright takes us to Caldwell, where she picked up some pollinator-friendly flowers and learned how to be a better steward of the land.
On a very windy weekend in May, more than 800 people, including myself, drove out to the Sunny Slope region in Canyon County to take part in the Treasure Valley Pollinator Project. Sign-ups for the project started back in January, and after 5 months, I'm finally here to pick up my flowers.
I need to pick up my flat.
Oh, yes. Okay. And your name?
Samantha.
Samantha.
All right. So you got a number three. We need one number three for Samantha Wright.
Awesome.
Let me get this for you.
The project is the brainchild of the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. The idea is to increase pollinator habitat and the number of pollinators in the Treasure Valley by having people plant 32 different varieties of flowers, some of which I've never heard of. What are those?
That is our flower mix number one. So in that tray is Cosmos, Marigold, Zinnias, sorry about that, Black-Eyed Susans, Catmint, Blue Flax, and Echinacea.
Wow. That's Jessica Harold, who's been reeling off dozens of flower names all morning. Soon these flats will be blossoming with shades of periwinkle, bright pinks, and flashes of purple. She's coordinating the project and says there are four different mixes of plants. They were very carefully designed for our area with the help of a soil scientist to have a variety of flowers, including perennials and reseeding annuals that spread in the garden easily.
And they also had to have an early spring flower to a late fall flower and everything blooming in between, because having that continual habitat and food for bees is a really important of creating a good pollinator habitat. And there's also at least one flower in each flat that hummingbirds like, and then a variety of flowers in the others with various shapes and sizes and colors to attract the widest variety of pollinators.
Harold says you need all of these sizes and shapes for other reasons that you might not think of.
Because there are, you know, certain sizes of bees or certain, you know, insect tongues that fit with different flowers.
Harold says pollinators, including bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, moths, even bats and beetles, are losing their food supply as growth in the Treasure Valley replaces fields and open space with buildings and houses. The Treasure Valley Pollinator Project is designed to help bring that habitat and the pollinators back one flower at a time.
So this is like our flower mix number two, and it has nasturtiums and calendula and sea holly.
We walk over to another gigantic wire greenhouse filled with rows and rows of flower starts in little plastic trays, all under a dome of white flapping fabric. Volunteers slip into the greenhouses and pull up flower mixes that are so eager to grow they're already rooting into the ground. I ask Harold where all these flowers came from, and she points me to Josie Erskine, the owner of Peaceful Belly Farm and the manager of the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District.
You grew 64,000 flowering plants?
Yeah, I didn't count, but that's what I've been told. Yeah, if I did the math, that's, I guess, what we would come up with.
How do you even start doing that?
Well, you know, we started in December with seed, and then some of the seed did well. Some of it didn't do as well as we were hoping that it would do. I brought in a crew of young female farmers, and they started potting everything up with the idea of this project.
Erskine says the project is about a lot more than just growing pretty flowers. That's just the first step.
Because they are the stars of the earth. They're the universal language. They're beauty, you know. And then through the flowers, we fall in love with the bugs. And then through the bugs, we'll start noticing the birds. You know, and it's just that building of noticing and observation, curiosity, community. And that is really kind of the whole movement behind this project, is where do we start as a collective in empowerment of our community?
Erskine says the real goal is conservation and stewardship.
Stewardship of your yard, then stewardship of your neighborhood, then stewardship of your community, you know, your city, stewardship of your county, stewardship of your public lands, you know, this whole idea of what we see through stewardship of plants, mimicking nature. What can we do as humans with our ability to plant and tend plants that can have an effect on future generations and climate change is really where this project goes.
Hundreds of people have already picked up and planted their flowers, sharing their pictures on Facebook. The cities of Meridian, Boise, and Eagle, along with schools and community partners, also planted the flowers in parks and public spaces.
Get this for you.
And there's your flowers.
Nice. And this one right here?
Yep. Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, thank you.
Jessica Harold says she's excited to see the flowers popping up in yards, on farms, even along concrete ditch banks.
It's really been inspiring to see how people are using the plants in their spaces and how excited they are.
As the project continues throughout the summer, Harold will send out surveys to participants that will help her track where the thousands of plants end up around the Treasure Valley, and if more bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, and other pollinators are finding them. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright.
You can see pictures of the flowers and learn more about our series, No More Birds and Bees, Pollinator Decline in Idaho, at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. And how well do you know your pollinators? Every Wednesday, we'll have a quiz on Twitter and Instagram to test your botany knowledge. Coming up next Thursday in our series on Idaho Matters, we take you on a safari to a beaver dam in the middle of a Boise apartment complex. Stay tuned.